Up until the very end of Broadway star Nick Cordero's life, his wife, Amanda Kloots, held out hope that her husband would survive his battle with COVID-19. For 95 straight days, as Cordero lay in a hospital bed, Kloots remained a beacon of positivity in public and private, despite the endless medical setbacks and complications that trapped the actor in a vicious circle in the ICU. "People may look at me like I'm crazy," Kloots, 38, posted on June 25th. "They may think that I don't fully understand his condition because I'm smiling and singing in his room every day. I'm just not going to mope around and feel sad for myself or him. That is not what Nick would want me to do. I will continue to fight for him every single day." 2 weeks later, on July 5th, Cordero died from complications of the virus. He was just 41, and his and Kloots' baby son, Elvis, turned one in June. "God has another angel in heaven now," Kloots wrote that night to her 500,000 Instagram followers, an ever-growing group who had worried, hoped, and prayed alongside her for 3 months. He was surrounded in love by his family, singing and praying as he gently left this earth. The day after his death, Kloots told People, "My husband was a very special man. He was everyone's friend. We taught each other things, challenging each other to grow. We loved to sing and dance wherever we were.